You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me is Miss C.
Hello, hello.
Brenda is here. This is your first time. Brenda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And back for the, I don't know, second or third time, Mo is here.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Get ready, get ready, get ready, y'all.
Thank you all for coming. Tanae and Ronnie V are out of town this week. They just left me hanging. We going out of town. I said, all right, okay, have a good time. Early voting, I talked about this last week, but early voting has started here in North Carolina. I started on October 20th, and it will run until November 5th. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to stand in the long lines on November 8th, you can go to the polls now. If you go to www.waitgov.com, you can see all the polling places, all the times, and all that good stuff. I think a friend of mine told me that she didn't want to vote early because she wanted to be out there with all the other people and talking about things like that. I said, well, you go right on ahead.
Always remember, when you come in to vote, bring your picnic baskets. Have plenty of food, plenty of drinks.
Yes.
Got a long, lines will be long.
Because when I voted for Barack's second term, it was long. I mean, it moved, but it was long lines. Yeah. It was really long lines. Missy, you were telling us something about Justin Timberlake and his voting.
He had gone in to vote, I think it was Tennessee, and he had taken a picture of his ticket saying that he had voted. And they were saying something that he could be brought up on charges because in Tennessee they passed some type of law last year that you couldn't video or anything. But they were saying that they didn't think that he was trying to influence anybody, you know,
well,
on voting.
And if you couldn't see who he voted for.
Right. That's what they were saying, that you couldn't see that. But still, it was against the law what he had done as far as, you know, posting it.
Did he Facebook this crime he did?
I don't know, but evidently it was some type of media thing that everybody could see, you know.
Wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, we certainly hope JT doesn't go to jail over this. I actually watched a concert that he had on Netflix. JT is bad.
Yes, he is.
Bad.
Yes, he is.
It's amazing. He was, you know, he had black dancers and stuff. He was doing the moves better than they were. I mean, I was like, wow. You know, for some reason, and I don't know why, I always want to dislike him.
What?
I don't know why.
But you can't.
But I can't because he's so talented.
Yes, he is.
You know, sometimes
yes,
I think, well, you know, because a lot of people think, like, you know, white artists are kind of getting, you know, famous on, you know, black music and stuff like that. But this boy is really talented.
And he can
sing.
Yeah,
I think he's a better dancer than he is a singer. He can sing, but I think that he's probably a better
See, now you're going to get mad with me because I told you Beyonce, as my sister say, cannot sing. She's a great performer, great entertainer, but B can't sing.
Somebody hit the mute button, please.
I done told
this
you.
One, Brenda, take her temperature. lean over to the side and take her temperature.
Well, since she can't sing, can she vote?
She got a fever.
Can she what?
Can she vote?
Uh-oh.
Beyonce, not only can she sing.
She can't sing.
Yes, she can.
No.
Yes, she can. Yes, she can. Yes, she can. No. You just might say you don't prefer her voice. But, you know, she can.
Her voice is not really that bad, but if you listen to it without any music or anything, it's kind of terrible. It is. It is
okay.
Now.
All right. Okay.
And it kind of vibrates or something.
Yeah, all voices vibrate.
Well, I think a voice is beautiful the way she layers it.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing.
She flips that thing.
She layers it all right. And it ain't
amazing.
That voice you're talking about.
Layers of
okay.
it.
As Caleb say, hey-ya.
I'm not a hater.
You a hey-ya.
Put your hands up.
Caleb is my Miss C's grandson, and that's what he says. Not hey turba hey ya, you a hey ya.
And you might want to be careful because Beyonce is listening to this station.
Yes, she is.
Well, I sure hope she is.
She's a fan. Hey B.
Hey B. Hey B. That's Miss C talking about you, girl.
I had said last week I'm going to do a contest, and I think I'm going to do it in somewhere near Thanksgiving, where it's going to be called Name That Tune, and I'm going to play a little bit of a song, and the listeners will have to email in what the name of the song is, and whoever emails first with the right answer, I think I'm going to send them a little Visa card or something, you know, for Thanksgiving. I think
can
so.
We participate?
No, you may not.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I was getting ready.
Let's talk about Billy Bush. Now, for those of you who don't know, Billy Bush was fired from the Today Show. Remember, he used to be on Access Hollywood with, what's her name? Katie?
I don't know. She wasn't one of the Dancing with the Stars.
No, person. I can't think of her name. But he was doing Access Hollywood, and then he left there and was doing the Today Show.
Or was he doing the Casey Casey show also? Is that the same voice from Casey Casey?
No.
From Casey Casey, is that the same voice?
No,
the man?
Casey Casey's dead.
Right. You're talking about Casey, right. I'm talking Casey Kasem?
Right, the guy that narrated the show.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was old.
Yeah, Casey Kasem was old, but he was a legend in radio.
Yes, he was.
Radio.
Yeah.
So he was fired from the Today Show by NBC. Now, you guys remember when the tape of Donald Trump came out? Where he was talking
on the bus.
He was coming to Access Hollywood to be interviewed by Billy Bush. Mm-hmm. And but before they were on the bus, I guess Billy was prepping them. I don't know what they were doing on the bus. Yeah. But remember when Donald Trump came out and said that, like, he forces himself on women and grabs them by the
butt.
Well, he said it's the crotch.
Yeah.
But he said another, you know, derogatory term for it.
Donkey.
And when he made that statement, like I said, he was being interviewed by Billy for Access Hollywood back in 2005. So NBC thought that, you know, all of this controversy that surrounded Donald Trump, they thought that Billy should be fired because they said that he was participating in lewd conversation with Trump and said that he was egging him on. And if you listen to it, he is kind of like he would say, what, Trump? What, Donald?
Yeah, but
you say that, Donald? Well, I think that what they're kind of looking for is for him to say, well, you know, I don't know about all that, Donald. You know
what I
mean?
Because one time I heard him say, what you say you do?
Exactly.
And you do what?
Exactly. Yeah. But that's right. But that's egging him on, really. Say more. Tell me more, you know, about what
you're... Tell me more about what you say you're doing.
Reveal yourself lively.
So, you know, NBC said, you know, we're not about that. So they fired him. Now, word on the street is that he will settle with NBC for $10 million, which is his current contract that he had with them. If he'd have continued on with the Today Show, he'd have made $10 million. Now, his lawyer has denied this. The lawyer says, well, you know, no settlement has been made, you know, certainly no amount, but this came from somewhere.
Yeah.
Somebody knew something about, you know, this.
But I thought if you're fired, you get the stepping.
He has a contract. So, you know, probably in his contract, it's a guaranteed $10 million probably.
Right. But he probably got that in his pocket.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Yeah. And more than that, Billy Bush has been on the air for a long time. And he's part of the Bush family.
Right.
You know,
right.
And they're, you know, gazillionaires. So, you know, he's actually the nephew. His father and Daddy Bush are brothers.
Yes.
So he's George W.'s first cousin. That's how it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Should he have been fired? I mean, you know, what do you guys think about that? Do you think he should have been fired for that?
I don't think so. I really don't think so because
maybe it's a Republican thing or something.
Well, I don't think so because it was Donald's actions, you know, and I think Billy was more just trying to get some clarity.
Now, remember, they didn't play the whole tape, so we really don't even know what the entire conversation was.
Well, from what I heard, I don't feel like Billy should have been fired. I really don't.
Are you saying that because you like Billy Bush? Or are you saying that because you really don't think
from what I heard, I don't feel like Billy should have been fired, even though he is a fine little man.
He's a fine little man. Okay.
Would you just listen to that?
I love to see him in some jeans now.
Yeah. What do you think, Brenda?
I don't think he should have been fired. Maybe, you know, I don't know.
Because, you know, people take brands very serious.
Right.
And so with Donald Trump, you know, it's like not too many people want to be aligned with Trump.
Right.
So if you, you know, if NBC said, Lord, Trump is getting all of this negative press over it, Billy is with him, my show might be, you know, suffer because Billy is on the show. And remember, when Tamar got fired, it was partly because of the advertisers were pulling out.
Oh,
they were
really?
Pulling money because they didn't like her. Oh. So they said, we're not going to put our commercials during your show. See, that's what one of the reasons why Tamar got fired.
Well,
too.
I didn't know that she got fired. I thought it was something dealing with they didn't want her husband.
No,
and
no,
because
it was
they
her.
Let him go,
it was her.
She said, "I'm leaving too." It was her. Yeah.
She cussed the producer out.
Okay, it was time to go.
She was cussing, and the advertisers did not want her in their segment. They said, "If I'm going to pay money for my commercials during that segment, right, we don't want Tamar
right.
on."
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, and it could have been because of that maybe they wanted to, you know, NBC. Wanted to, you know, nip it in the bud before it got to that.
Before it got too bad.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, so Tamar, I think, shows off a lot, you know, with her mouth and stuff because of her last name.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
Yeah. What do you think, Mo? You think he should have been fired because of it?
My thought is, exactly, it depends on who you're rolling with, if okay. you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, looking at Donald Trump, the mouth that guy has and the attitude or whatever, whoever in your surroundings
right, aligns themselves.
You know, it's they're looking at you because mm-hmm. what's going on is hot right now.
See, that's what I think. See, that's what I also think, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want it. They saying, oh, Lord, you know, he's being aligned with Donald Trump mm-hmm. now. Let us cut this, you know, cut this off at, you know, at the
knees. And now your mic is still on, but it's low and they're hearing different stuff, so right. The eyes are on you.
Yeah, yeah.
So you think he should have been fired?
I mean, he better get ready.
and he got ready on up out of there. Yeah. Quick.
Get ready real quick.
Speaking of Trump, and I like to talk about him as much as I can, he has vowed that after the election, he will sue every woman that has accused him of sexual assault or inappropriate behavior.
Ooh.
Does that sound like attitude to you?
Oh, please, we know he's got attitude. But my thing is, why are you even, I mean.
Why are you entertaining that?
Why?
Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
He says that they are all liars mm-hmm. and that this whole thing was orchestrated by the Democrats. Now, let me get this straight. Now, remember on one of the debates when he brought all of Bill Clinton's accusers
yeah.
and sat them down on the
yes.
front row of the
yes.
debate?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But now, and see, what happened was with these women were looking at that.
Right.
And they said, oh, you got nerve to talk mm-hmm. about Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
Let me come forth and tell what you did.
Right.
So, of course, you know, it's just amazing to me how that man thinks.
Yeah.
You think it's okay for you to do it to Bill, and mind you, Bill is not running for the president anymore.
Right.
So, Hillary, how are you going to bring something up that her husband did to try to hurt her?
Yeah.
It's not, you know, but when people bring this up, when these women come forth, why'd they go back in my past? Didn't you go back in Bill Clinton's past?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, what killed me was when he said the lady, the first lady that came forth and said what he had done years, you know, mm-hmm. before mm-hmm. and stuff. When he stood up there and said, look at her. Now,
yes.
Do you think? But that's why she showed a picture mm-hmm. of what she
of what
looked
she
like during
look
the
like.
Time that mm-hmm. he did that mm-hmm. to her. But just for him to say, now, do you look at her?
Like she's
ugly.
I would never be with somebody.
And then she's older, but this happened years ago.
But see, sexual harassment, what people don't know, is not about sex. It's about power.
Yes.
It's about power over you. I don't really want to have sex with you, but I'm going to degrade you,
mm-hmm.
you know, using sex, you know, to let you know I'm more powerful
right.
than you. It's
right.
like rape. Rape is not about sex. It's about overpowering the person.
Right.
So
to me, I rate Bill Clinton like Bill Cosby. You know, mm-hmm. your dirt is showing up.
Uh-oh, you already say he's guilty.
They have it on TV. It's playing there. Turn your TV on. Which commercial you like the best?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if Bill Cosby is guilty, and I don't know if Bill Clinton is guilty because I wasn't there when none of it happened.
You're
well,
right.
The thing about Bill Cosby is that he admitted what he had done, but he said it was consensual.
Exactly. He said that these women were taken. Back in the day, people took pills before sex in the
70s.
Oh, yeah. 60s and 70s. They always did.
Hey, ask Donald Trump. He know.
I heard about that.
They always did that. So
she got a big old thunk. He heard him?
Okay, we got to take our first break. We will be right back in just a moment. You are tuned in to This Is How We See It. Hey, thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about Donald Trump and how he's going to sue all the women, which is probably, well, I shouldn't say it, but probably half the women in the U.S. of A.
Uh-uh.
Just kidding. He's going to sue the women that accused him of sexual harassment. So, you know, by all means. It's just so interesting because Bill Clinton didn't sue anybody.
Hey, Donald Trump has so much money.
He does.
He could pay them all off. They ain't got to go to court.
Well, yeah, but I don't think he has the money that everybody thinks that he has.
It was proven that he does not have. He's a billionaire. He's a multi-billionaire. Mm. But he's not, you know, he said he had all this money and they're saying that.
Yeah, he can get them a free room for a year.
Yeah. So Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes. Now here is a story that I'm still, it's just unbelievable to me. When I first heard it, that they were supposed to be dating, I just don't see them together.
I don't either.
I can't see it. Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes.
Yeah, I
it's
can
called
see
investment.
What investment?
Investment date or something. You know, Jamie Foxx, the man.
He's famous with a whole lot of money. She's famous with a whole lot. Well, she got Tom Cruise money probably, but because you know she was married to Tom Cruise and they divorced. They have a daughter named Siri. And so they say that the relationship was supposed to be a secret. Like they said that Jamie, it was just supposed now
hookups.
Yeah, it was supposed to be hookups.
But for 3 years.
Well, yeah, you know, some people have bed buddies for 3 years.
You heard his song. He overdosed, or
But now they're saying that he broke up with her because she kept pressuring him to go public with their relationship.
Yes.
So
that means somebody had fallen in love.
Well, you know, I don't know. And Jamie was like, no, this was supposed to be just you and me hooking up when we hook up. And this wasn't supposed to be no relationship thing. Mm-hmm. So they say that he, you know, he broke up with her because of that. I don't know. I have
a
hard time.
I can't see that. I mean,
I don't
maybe
either.
Maybe it's firing secrets, you know, to him.
And what is that they were saying about Tom Cruise boost Jamie Foxx career?
Well, remember, they say, because remember, what's that? Was it Taxi? What was the name of that movie? Non-Collateral? Collateral something when Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx did that movie together. And that's when they said that because of that movie, that's how Jamie got Ray and all of that stuff.
I think
it was Collateral, Collateral Dance, something like that, that they did together. Remember, Tom Cruise was a serial killer or something, and he made Jamie Foxx drive him around in the cab.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was that movie. And they said that his career kind of took off.
Really?
I mean, Tom Cruise is a huge star. I mean, you know, when you are in a movie with like somebody like Tom Cruise.
So that was before the Jamie Foxx thing?
No, that was after the Jamie Foxx show.
Okay, well, I thought Jamie Foxx really got famous on In Living Color.
He got famous on that, but he wasn't in movies. He wasn't a big movie star.
Oh. Okay.
See, they said that when that happened, he was in a lot of movies. What's that movie he was in? Was it Strictly?
Yeah, Strictly Business.
Strictly Business?
Yeah.
No, that's Risky Business with Tom Cruise. But he was in little low-budget black films, but they said that when he did this movie with Tom Cruise, it kind of boosted his movie career. Okay. So, and then they said, like, you know, this is the thanks that that Tom gets, you know, from Jamie. He's sleeping with his wife. I'm pretty sure Tom Cruise probably knew.
Ex-wife.
I don't know. But see, this is why I always say, when you got to get the right people to have, you know, if you're going to keep something secret, you know, you got to get the right person that's going to keep it a secret.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like I say, where people have office romance. You can't have an office romance with everybody.
No, you can't.
Everybody can't handle, you know, that kind of, you know, they see somebody at your desk. You know, what is he doing at her desk? Yeah. What is she doing? You know what I'm saying? You just have to be careful, I think, about, who you hooking up with. Because everybody can't handle that stuff.
Yeah.
I know they had to have a talk, you know, 3 years.
Well, that's what they're saying.
You know, 3 years, this is what it's going to be.
Right.
And nothing else.
And it could have been that way, but somebody could have caught feelings.
Well, apparently someone did.
Uh-huh.
If this is true.
Who knows about a secret being a secret?
Well, you know what they said about secrets.
They come out.
You can keep secrets. Oh, the only way you can keep secret is the person that you tell it to is dead.
It depends on the one that's catching the feelings on the secret.
That's not true. That's not true. I just think that there are some people that know this is what it is. It ain't going no more than this.
Uh-huh. If it's on the table.
See, and just
that's what got Donald Trump in his situation, them secrets. They creeped up on him on a down low. Come here, let me touch you one time. Them secrets. You know?
But according to Donald Trump, he doesn't ask. He just grabs.
He grabs.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what he told Billy Bush. Yeah. I don't even ask. He said something about if you're a celebrity, they just let you do anything to
your secret
because
is
one,
safe
the,
with
the
me.
The lady that he said that, you know, she's ugly, she said he was on the elevator one time with her, and just all of a sudden, his hand went up under her skirt.
That's what she
and
said.
Just grabbed a handful.
That's what she said. That's exactly what she
and
said.
And so she's just said, really? Really?
And that's what he said. He told Billy, I don't ask, I just grab. He said, if you're a celebrity, they let you just do anything to them. And this is the man that people are saying should be president of the United States.
Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
And these are people that evangelical Christians are hailing as the next coming.
Yeah.
This is what I don't understand. About these Christians. I mean, how in the world can you get? I'm not saying Hillary is perfect. Lord knows I'm not saying that. A politician is a politician.
That's right.
But I know that she is better for this country and way more qualified than anybody that ever ran, really, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because really she has been in this over half of her life.
First Lady of Arkansas. First Lady of the United States, Senator, Secretary of State.
Yes.
Who has
She's
that kind
qualified.
Of pedigree?
Well, she is so good that her secrets haven't popped out.
I don't think she had the emails, but, you know, how many? Come on now. I'm so sick and tired of them talking about these emails. I don't know what to do. Unless she is threatening to murder somebody or assassinate somebody or telling people to steal or something. I don't care about who she sent the email to. Now, they saying that she shouldn't have used her personal server. I get that.
Right.
But is that criminal? Is that a criminal charge? The FBI first said no. Now they're back again investigating her again because a few more emails popped up. A
few more thousands.
Well, whatever. I mean, you know. They didn't find nothing in the first 30,000, and they ain't going to find nothing in these right here. Right.
They got their shovels mirrors, ready, and they trying to dig some dirt real deep.
It's smoking mirrors. That's all it is, smoking mirrors.
Yeah, I truly believe that, too.
Don't believe that. So, you know, I don't know, Jamie and Katie. I still don't believe y'all were together.
I don't either.
What? But you know, people say you were.
I say they were. I really think they were.
I just don't even think
Jamie
she stands to be his. Yeah, but he's never been with a well.
Well, yeah, but his daughter, his oldest daughter, isn't she biracial?
I don't think so.
I think so.
Just because she's light skinned? No, she's
that
not
has
biracial.
Nothing to do with it. And I think that little bitty baby girl he has, she looks biracial.
Lies. Let's move on to Mary J. Blige. So the divorce is getting ugly, people.
Mary J.
It is getting ugly for don't need no hateration, holleration in this dancer.
Yeah, right? And he's asking for money even before the divorce is finally.
Well, let's
he's
talk about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. So Mary and her husband Kendall, you know, we brought you this story a long time ago. They are still battling. They're getting a divorce. And Kendu, now, if you remember, he was a producer before he even met Mary.
Right.
So probably making a little bit more money than you and I make, probably. Mm-hmm. But still not the kind of money that Mary J. Blige is making.
Right.
Okay. So they met. I think he produced a song or two for her or something. They met. He kind of, and I'm not going to say he cleaned her up, but he kind of had a lot to do with her cleaning up her act.
Yeah.
She even said that he did. So they got married. They were married for 12 years. Yeah. And now all of a sudden, they are getting a divorce. You know?
Right.
She said irreconcilable differences. Whatever that means, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But here is, now he wants spousal support. Okay? Because again, she's the majority, you know, she makes the most money.
Yeah.
He ain't broke, but he ain't got that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
I will agree that she ushered him into another lifestyle, probably.
Right.
You know.
Got him comfortable in
the way of course.
She's living.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about this, because here is what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He wants spousal support until the divorce is final.
Right.
Now, you know, a divorce like this can drag on for a year or two.
Yeah.
So he's asking for $130,000
a month.
That's like over $1.5 million a year.
Uh-huh.
But here is what he wants the money for. Number one, a private chef.
That he has become accustomed to.
Yes, because he said he's he said that he has become accustomed to a private chef, personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
He says that.
What in the world?
He said that he wants a personal trainer. Yeah. She must pay for that.
Yeah.
Now, here's the kicker. Child support for three of his kids
adults.
By another woman, and they are all grown.
20, 18, and what, 17?
I don't know.
He done bumped his head. I don't know what in the world.
So he wants her to pay him to take care of his children's by somebody else.
Because they have become used to a certain type of style since he's been with her. But what's the other one?
And support of his parents.
His parents.
His parents.
Well,
his
he's asking $5,000 a month for his parents.
Well, all of it is part of this $130,000.
Yeah.
So he wants this, you know, for his parents. Look, we got to take a break. We'll discuss this when we come back. We'll be back in a moment. Stay right. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Mary J. Blige divorce. I went through Kendu Isaacs, who is her husband, still her husband, the divorce is not final,
right.
Is asking for $130,000 a month in alimony for a private chef, personal trainer, child support for his three kids by another woman, and they are grown, and support of his parents. So I want to hear from y'all, and y'all tell me... whether or not y'all think that this lady should pay all of this to him for this stuff.
I think somebody's off their rocker.
Yeah, I think somebody done fell off the tree while they was trying to climb.
And you know what? It might be because of the breakdowns that she has had as far as, you know, I don't even remember what had happened to her, the reason why she had gone down. I know one time it's supposed to have been her and Puffy had become unbenefit or something, which her career was like.
Oh, no, you mean that was when she was with JoJo, KC.
KC
got her hooked on crack, and her career went down.
Okay, but her and Puffy was mad about something.
Well, they got mad after, I think, My Life. I think after My Life, her and Puffy had some type of falling out.
Okay, because he came back in to No More Drama.
Well,
I think that her husband knows that it doesn't take but a little break to crack the twig.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he feels like if he's put, maybe I might have said, y'all know what I'm talking about, though. And I think he thinks that if he put the pressure on, she's just going to give up and say, okay, this is it to keep from me, you know, losing my sanity.
Well, I can tell you what, she got lawyers.
Yeah.
If they pass that bill.
What bill?
If he get money, it's going to be a whole lot of men is upset that worked hard and that was having a good life with, you know.
Different
people.
Honest,
with different people that was. Now, let's just say a man down in the ghetto down there on 45th Street in the ghetto was living pretty good on housing authority and doing good and they got checks for the kids and the whole Gideon. What about this man and now that's divorced and he gotta live the regular life now. Mm-hmm. He have to pay for this. He have to pay for the bill. He have to pay everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's used to that custom lifestyle for so long of living on that house authority in Section 8, whatever they were living
in
on.
The world.
Whatever they was living on, it's just getting paid. Because these women, even though it is celebrities getting paid,
mm-hmm.
So these are things that people think about.
Mm-hmm.
So if they let that pass, the government will have something on their hand. Because there's going to be a whole lot of broke brothers out there looking for the same thing to get paid to live back comfortably.
Well, first of all, the people that I'm sure that were on housing or whatever, and they had these people living with them, and they had got accustomed to this lifestyle or whatever, I'm pretty sure that once they got off in that housing
mm-hmm.
thing, you're talking about suing because they got accustomed. I don't think they're going to tell anybody that they were staying with this person that was on housing.
Well, I think the point he's trying to make is that he got accustomed to that lifestyle. I think that's what he's trying to say. And so, but if you guys think about it, if it was reversed, wouldn't the judge give her alimony? I don't know how much.
Well, if she had her own, just like, what's his name, Hindu? Kudu?
Can do.
Uh-huh. He's not broke now.
Well, yeah, but not to live the Mary J. Blige lifestyle.
You know, I'm gonna say it like this: a lot of women that have kids by a man, and they break up with that man. If they are through with that man, they don't even want any child support, anything. I'm through with you. I don't want nothing. I'm saying some women, if they through with that man, I don't even want your child support money. I'm going on about my business with my life mm-hmm. and everything. And for this man to do this or anybody, I think that would pursue somebody just behind money and stuff, I feel like they're not through with that person.
That's a little ghetto level.
I think you're saying ghetto mentality.
I agree with that.
I'm thinking that if I'm through with you, I know you don't want me, whatever you got, keep it. Let me go on about my business. You don't have to worry about me anymore. And I feel that people that's doing that, that's running behind somebody, I want this amount and I want that, I feel like you it might look like to the public that, oh, he's just mean, he's mad with her and all that. I think it's a little feelings there somewhere.
He hurt.
Because I'm keeping you in my life mm-hmm. right now. So I'm not through, which I'm thinking maybe it might be a possibility that we might can kind of get back together. You know, that's what I'm thinking. Anyway,
well, Brenda, you were shaking your head yes, so you agree.
I totally agree because, you know, when a woman is tired, when she fed up, she fed up. She don't want nothing from it. So I just think it's more or less he more hurt. You know, Mary J done came a long way. She done got her mind right. She's singing a new tune.
But because of him, he said.
Well, I'm, okay, that's what he said. But he, you know
was,
what?
He was just ghetto buster
and
trying to get money.
She can't sing either.
You know, she got her mind together. She's a whole different person.
She is.
You know, you was there for a season, and then it grew to something else, okay, fine and good, you know. But at the end of the day, $130,000 and take care of some kids that don't belong to
some
me.
Some grown
kids. Some grown kids. Okay.
And your parents?
Excuse me? That's too much. I understand if the shoe was on the other foot. You know, the judge will probably grant the man to pay the woman, but not no $130,000 million.
Right.
You know, maybe something until, you know, you get yourself, not for no parents, maybe just for you. But at the end of the day, when she met you, you was a producer, so you had money.
Yeah.
You know, why won't you get yourself together in case this happened?
And then he became her manager. He became her manager and managed her. And see, that's all that he's saying. He's saying that, look, now, I know you were Mary J. Blige 411, but your career was going down, and I helped you bring this brand back up.
Well, give me a certain percentage of that from the 12-year thing, but don't you label this taking care of my youngins and my mom and daddy. Don't you put no label on that. Mm-mm. You say this is money I'm asking because I think this is what I am entitled to from the time that we were together for what we did together.
And it should be business, strictly business. You collect for whatever you brought her up on.
Right.
Not putting your family in it.
Sure.
Right.
See, that's why I say it's some more stuff besides that.
Right. He hurt, you know, right now. His feelings
He need to be
and
a man.
Then they say she pimp slapped him a few months ago.
I did hear that. I heard that she knocked the stew out of him
in public.
Wow.
Maybe she was knocking sense back into him.
I don't know. But we will keep everybody posted on this Mary J. Blige divorce. I think it's ridiculous what he's asking for and why he's asking for it. I think it's crazy. So, you remember Hurricane Matthew a couple of weeks ago came through and kind of we got rain for like a day and a half here in Raleigh. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people lost their power. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were without power for several days. Mm-hmm. My aunt was one of the people, and she came here and stayed here for a couple of days. And I remember one day,
a week,
I woke up, and as I always do, I look at my shows, like I DVR them, and then the next morning I have my coffee and I look at them. So I had Love and Hip Hop on. And she said, "Oh, I watch this too." Now I'm 45. She's 69. And we sitting here looking at Love and Hip Hop like
she's 70.
Oh, she said she's 70. And so I'm thinking to myself, you two big grown rusty tail people sitting here watching reality TV. And we both like, "Ooh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't." Both of us sitting there. Both of us sitting there. And so I thought, let me ask the people on the show, what reality TV shows are you guys hooked on? Now, I'm going to give y'all my list. I have a long list. And I'm going to give you my list. First of all, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Yes.
Love and Hip Hop New York. And Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I love all the Love and Hip Hops. Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's the only one I watch, though. I don't watch any of the other franchises. Just Atlanta. Selling New York, when they sell these multi-million dollar penthouses in New York City. And I love it. Wow. I just love it. And these penthouses be like $20 million. And I'm thinking to myself, I ain't paying $20 million for no apartment. But they look like houses. Mm-hmm. You know, they're so big. I like The Prophet. You ever heard of The Prophet?
Yes.
I love The Prophet. Deadliest Catch.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
That's when they go fishing for the Dungeness Crabs.
Yeah.
They fish for the crabs.
Deadliest Catch. Ooh. I'm a fisherman, and I got to watch everything to go out there, the water, the just name it.
They let that thing down when they pull up on the crabs.
Oh, yes.
I love it.
And they're big.
Yes, I love it. Deadliest, I'm sorry, Wicked Tuna. That's when they fish for tuna. The big
and these guys are making
tuna.
Tons of money. I mean,
yes, they're making millions. A lot of people don't know. They're making millions of dollars.
Yeah, because they are out there for some time.
Yeah. So Wicked Tuna, Property Brothers on HGTV. I
you know,
love
they
Property
got
Brothers.
A country video, DVD, video, whatever. They got a country thing. The two brothers.
Yeah, what do you mean a country thing?
They're on a country they sing country.
Oh, Lord.
You didn't know that?
I can only imagine them singing country.
They sing country.
So Fixer Upper.
Yeah. Fixer Upper.
The husband and the wife that goes, oh, I love Joanne.
It's good one that he be fussing that wife out because she overspends.
No, that's Flipping Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And Chrisley Knows Best.
Ooh, that's me.
Chris, oh, girl, you got to start watching Chrisley Knows
Best.
Oh,
my God. The rapper.
No, it's a white family, and they have three kids. Well, they have more than three, but three stay with them. Mm-hmm. And the father is like off the chain with
and
these
says,
children.
He says whatever
comes.
He comes on A&E. He says whatever comes to his mind.
Chrisley, Todd Chrisley is a mess.
Ain't he?
I'm trying to tell you. It's not a dull moment on that show.
Oh, my God.
Custom cheering out like they
ain't. The show will. So what other reality shows do y'all like?
Well, you got me on Love & Hip Hop. That's my favorite.
Well, you got
Love
me twisted when you said Deadly Catch was a reality show. Me being a man, I thought that was a sports channel or something like that.
Oh, no, it's a reality show.
Well, thanks for waking me up.
It's reality TV, so you like Deadliest Catch, too.
Anything that's dealing with outdoors, it got me.
Do you know another thing that a lot of people don't know about me that I love?
Charlie Brown.
Oh, they know that. I say that all the time. But no, I love watching bass fishing.
Oh, me too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Brenda, don't play with me in the bass fishing. Can't fish worth a squat. But I love watching other people do it. And I love when they talk and they go, and they pull up.
Shut up and call me Captain in the morning.
I love it. I don't know what it is. I watch the bass tournaments all the time.
Yeah,
I don't get it, but yeah. What
about that show that comes on after Love & Hip Hop with the tattoo?
Black Ink?
Yeah.
I can't get into Black Ink.
I like the, ooh. Not the one in, there's two. There's one in New York and there's another one.
She's from Charlotte.
I like that one. But I can't get into the other one.
They just did a new one. There's a new one that just popped up somewhere.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Something else. It's not Black Ink.
I can't get into the Black Ink.
Mm-mm. I used to like it, but those are some peculiar looking people. Peculiar.
Wow.
Do they look like tattoos?
Some of them do look kind of crazy. But
Happy Halloween.
Like, especially the guy with the hair that's look like tree limbs coming from his.
But you know, he's very successful.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He is extremely successful. Uh-huh. He left the first one and opened his own shop.
Oh, him. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I don't have any tattoos. Who has tattoos?
I don't have
any. You don't have any either? Mo, do you have any tattoos?
I'm not allowed to have them.
Why are you not allowed to have them?
I'm just not allowed to have them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So reality TV. And I remember when reality TV started coming out, I was like, oh, Lord, now everything going to be reality TV. I can't stay away from them.
What was the first one that ever started?
I think it was The Real Housewives of Orange County was the first one. I used to love The Real Housewives of Orange County.
But it's so many of them now.
It's so many. Yeah. Like I said, the only one I watch is Atlanta. That's the only one I watch.
What I can't understand is how they do stuff that they know is against the law, and they are doing it and talking about it on reality TV, and the next thing you know, they're going to jail.
It's drama.
Really going?
I don't
really
watch it because most of it is drama to me. Yeah.
See, I think a lot of it is scripted. I think a lot of it is.
Well, I think Apollo is really in jail.
He is in jail because he really did break the law. But I think a lot of it
is
fake.
What's the other? The wife just got out, and the husband is in prison now.
Judici.
Well, she just got out and had a husband.
Yeah, now he had to serve his time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So I read this story about a Okay. We are going to, I was about to start the next story, but the clock said no. You must take a break. So we're going to take another break. We will be right back in just a moment. Stay right with us. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. We are talking to Miss C, Brenda, and Mo about a plethora of things. Uh-huh. I love that word.
Uh-huh. Say it again. Plethora. Say it again.
Plethora.
All right.
It just rolls off my tongue.
Sound a little bit like French, doesn't it?
It's a smorgage. It's a smorgage board of topics today. I read this story about a woman who found out that she was adopted. And she goes looking for her birth parents. Now, they don't want anything to do with her. Okay? And she says that she's fine with that, but she feels strongly that her half-siblings should be given a choice to get to know her or not.
Makes sense.
So she's saying, you, I get you gave me away. You didn't want me. That's fine. But what about my brothers and sisters? That's they right. may want to know that they have a, you know, another sister out here.
Yeah, how old are they?
They're adults, like her, like okay. they're adults. Yeah. So my first question is, should she keep fighting or should she just let it go?
Well, if they are grown, I think that the conversation should be between them two, not the
Well, parents. That's what she's saying, but the parents are not telling the children that this their sister's looking for her and won't give the adopted child any information about their children.
Well, then how's she going
to
know?
Well, I don't know. That's what she's still trying to fight. She's still trying to, you know. And here's my second question. If you were adopted, would you try to find your birth parents? I have a friend. One of my really good friends found out he was adopted. He knew since a little boy. But when he got grown, he wanted to meet his birth parents. Mm-hmm. But his mother at first was scared. I think that she felt that you might get too attached to them.
Oh, his adopted mother.
His adopted mother right. was skeptical about uh-huh. telling him who his birth parents were. Now, he says it's because that she thought that, you know, you might love them and kind of, you know.
The person you done been with all the.
People have on, all kinds have of the, things yeah, that yeah, they do. Yeah. So would you guys want to know?
You know what? I think I might. Would want to know, but just to know them per se, I don't think I would, you know.
You don't think you would go looking for them?
No, no.
You know what? I think I would.
I would also. I would. Because there is something on the inside that's not filled yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, I would want to know that, look, this is your mom and pops. I would want to know mm-hmm. that, but as far as, you know, breaking my neck to go find who you are and stuff, it's a reason why.
It's a reason why, you because know. Of one thing. If you're adopted, you never know who anybody else is. You yeah. never know who you're dating.
Yeah. You don't know about medical. You might be dating a family member. About,
well, see, that's why I said I would want to know them that, you know, I want to know, okay, well, this is my mom and this is my daddy. Mm-hmm. You know, I would want to know that. But to know you, to know about your life, I don't care. I don't
right.
think.
It doesn't have anything to do with life. It's just knowing your people.
I would want to know who my family
that's right.
is, but to know, to say to know, I don't think I would. I really would.
I think I would, but I would tell you one thing. I wouldn't be bothered by if they didn't want to know me. Like, I don't think I would be, like, mad right. or anything.
But if they wanted to know right, but
if
you,
they wanted well, see, to that's know a me, difference. I think I would.
That's a different. You said, would you pursue it if you know, if you were found out that you were adopted?
Right. Would you want to know who your birth parents
are? I think it would be important they sign a paper saying when you get a certain age, you need to meet your parents.
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't think people should be forced to do it.
There's a reason for adoption. You know, I think.
What about if because of, you know, life or death, bone marrow transplants? Like
if I need
to live, I need somebody from my family that may have something. If I don't want to know, if I mean, I will at least want to know one of my siblings. Like, where are they at? Mm-hmm. We talk, okay. We don't have to be.
You ain't got to be buddy close, but yeah.
But you know, because they may need something from me, and I'm the only one that can save them.
But you know what? They might not want to give you nothing.
But I bet you it's always going to hurt that parent. It's hurting them from the beginning because it's already up for adoption.
Going to hurt what parent?
The biological person that's giving the kid away. But you said the kid should meet their people.
Well, no. My question was, she feels that her sibling, her half sibling, should have a chance to want, you know, to get to know her if they want to. And the parents are keeping them from each other.
Yeah.
Because the parents don't want anything to do with her.
Well, see, that's a difference.
That's a difference because
the children didn't give me away. It was the parents.
It was the parent
that gave me away. So yeah, I think that. Since they've gotten older, everybody's grown. Yeah, I think that they should know that, look, this is your sister, or, you know. But then you're going to ask, well, why are we not together? Why did you give them away? And it might be some reason that you don't want anybody to know the reason why you gave this child away.
The thing is, if it ever be revealed, if it's not revealed, if it's not known, they'll never know. This is your parent, so they ask no questions about it. They know that's the parent, or they'll go that way. But if that person know in them that that's not their parent, maybe they would want to meet them.
I don't know. I just think that I would want to know if they would want to know me. I would pursue it. I would get to know them. And if I had half siblings out there who, you know, I didn't know about, I think I would. Here's a story that was trending on Facebook. That I had, especially you, Mo. I have to ask you this question. Should courts make baby mamas show receipts for what they do with child support payments?
Yes, most definitely. That's an A+ question there. They should most definitely show receipts because it's a lot of women that's living, trying to live fabulous off their children. Instead of doing what's right, they want to look good. And the kids look like
Aunt Haggis' great grandchildren.
Look like sausage and biscuit.
No, you didn't say look like sausage and biscuits.
But the mama that look like good, a Whopper with cheese. You know what I'm saying?
But the mama look like a broccoli casserole.
Here it is.
Yeah, you know what? I think so. I think so.
It's a lot of bad use money in different ways. Sure. They just use it, and it's not using it in a real way. I seen it myself. You know, it's a good question though.
The guy on Facebook was saying, "How you gonna take my money and buy crab legs and seafood and stuff my children don't even eat?
Well, how you gonna take the children's money and dress your boyfriend up?
Right, exactly.
And may I say this? Women are not the only people that get child support. There are some men that receive child support.
That's not the question. My question was baby mamas.
you out of order
it
for
was
that.
Baby's mamas.
You out of
because
order.
Because that's the majority of the people who get child support payments.
You out of order.
I didn't say that no men do, because some men do. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about women's.
But it's different. Women's? The court system look at men like they're Superman.
Yeah.
They give the women more chances. Mm-hmm. They're more lenient on women than they are on
men.
Sure
they are. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like they say, it's a man's world.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord, James Brown showed up, Lord.
I want to say this. It really doesn't have anything to do with that, but it has to do with children and stuff. Right.
Do you have something to say about, let's let Brenda talk about this right here.
Yeah, I believe women need to show receipts. I even know and went to school with some girls that they just, they children look like, you know, throw it away, and they come in here flossing. I mean, yeah. I really do think that should be some, you know, they already trying to make changes with that right now with the law. So I think they need to show receipts. I agree.
I do too. I really do, because it's true that a lot of women take that money and they spend it on themselves and they're not spending it on the children. Right. So, you know,
go on. This is this man had sued his wife because they had three children, and the children were ugly, very ugly, and he sued
the Asian man. They were an Asian family.
Oh, okay, but the children were still ugly.
And I don't think those children were ugly. But anyway, proceed.
Well, anyway, the wife, he was a nice looking man, and the wife was very nice looking.
Well, they made some ugly children.
The children was ugly. So he sued the wife for a divorce because he said it was nowhere in the world that those children were his, being as ugly as they were, and they didn't look like her.
I read about that.
It didn't look like her and didn't look like him. Well, when he sued them, the courts made them do a DNA test and found out that all three of the kids were his. But he still got his divorce because his wife had plastic surgery. And they had her to produce a picture. They had her to produce a picture before she had that plastic surgery. She was ugly.
Did not know that.
So the children looked like what she looked like before she had the plastic again. Surgery.
Here it is. Out of here.
Won't that sound?
Wow.
No, I didn't read that part, I did read about that. Yeah, I read.
So they were his. They were all three his. But how do you come back from that? Your father is saying how ugly you are.
Wow, you mean
how ugly you are?
If I get plastic surgery and look like Michael Jackson, me and the kids still going to look like me?
Okay, blanket and the rest of them. Everybody in this world know that none of them churins. Three of them churins is Michael Jackson.
Them churins ain't Michael's.
It ain't. The doctor said they were his.
Yeah.
And I about believe it.
Well, except for the first one. The first one was by some lady.
All three of them are by the nurse that used to take care of him.
No, it's...
All three of the kids are by the nurse. The doctor said that he fathered all three of those children.
I didn't think all three of them had the same.
Not Dr. Conway.
No,
his name?
Not Conway. Not Conway Twitty.
No.
Better not be Conrad.
His earlier doctor said that he was the biological father of those kids.
I think Michael Jackson died a virgin, really.
I do too. I really do.
Well, you can still inject and be a dad.
Well, that's true,
but
too.
Inject what? Inject his conversation
like artificial insemination.
Yeah, you seen them long lines downtown? They injecting them.
What?
They lining up downtown to in artificial. You know what, Mo? Listen, this we got to get out of here. I don't know what's going on with Mo, but listen, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.